5 years later. Part 1. Lost in the Warp. Chapter 1. The Arena. Silence had fallen across the arena. A crowd gathered at the edges, two groups very alike and yet also very different, each keenly eyeing their champion. Pylium felt their eyes upon him and ignored them. He wasn't here to entertain. He was here to prove his superiority. He hefted a blunted spear, an uncommon weapon for a space marine, but he liked the feel and the balance of it. The charging unit in its flat, circular ferrule had been disengaged to accord with training etiquette, where lethality was generally frowned upon. He had shed his power armor too. This was also unconventional, especially given the extended period of high-alert conditions currently in force, but it had been quiet for weeks. Maddeningly so. Even the Emperor's angels needed an outlet. They were made for battle, and to deny them that was to deny a man oxygen or a fish water. Pylium had another reason for his lack of armour. He desired to hone his skill at arms and his martial instincts without a technological crutch. In the training cages, he considered such things an encumbrance. War, of course, was a different matter. Well-refined skill and instinct, allied to the finest trappings of the Martian priesthood, would render him formidable and the equal of any opponent. Thus was Pylium's creed. It spoke to decades, even centuries of war-making, but in fact Pylium had only served in a handful of campaigns and had seen but a few major engagements.
"Are you sure you want to do this again, Decius?"
said Pylium, languidly rolling the spear around his shoulders, one hand to the other and then back again to tuck into the crook of his right arm. He moved barefoot around the 10-foot by 10-foot cage, the light from the overhead sodium lamps describing the immaculately chiselled cut of his finely muscled body. He had no upper armour, though a light training cuirass had been offered and refused, and he wore a pair of dark blue fatigues. His opponent, a gruff and squat-looking pugilist with a shaved head and flattened nose, had taken the chest armour and wore soft boots. He carried a blunted gladius and a small, de-energized buckler. Cuts and bruises to Decius's face and exposed flesh told the story of the previous bouts. The patch over his left eye, a simple thing of brown leather, covered a much older injury. The fact he also surrendered almost a foot and a half in height and a significant amount of breadth across the shoulders and his overall frame made it clear by any level of observation that the two ultramarines came from differing provenance. The two groups of supporters who had gathered to watch the contest were each relative to the size and stature of one of the fighters, old versus young, experience against vigour, with obsolescence in the balance.
"Just getting warmed up," said Decius, spitting out a red gobbet and wiping away the residue on the back of his craggy hand. "I think you might have left more blood on the floor of this arena than you have left in your body, old man."
"Ha! Is that right?"
said Decius, moving into an on-guard position.
"Take him,"
said one of the onlookers loudly, eager for some retribution.
"In good time, Gaius,"
Decius replied, though his eyes never left his opponent.
"I'm going to wear him down."
"Of course you are,"
muttered Pylium, unconvinced. Decius flicked the tip of his gladius in a gesture for them to commence. Both sides began to chant, anticipating the fight. An as yet unproven point was about to be declared and settled one way or the other. Pylium smiled.
"Willing to oblige, sergeant."
He didn't hesitate. A quick thrust drew a parry from Decius's buckler, and the older warrior followed up with a savage riposte from the blunted gladius that sent fiery needles down Pylium's arm as it grazed his bicep. A braggadocio cheer erupted from Decius's supporters.
"Yes, brother!"
bellowed Gaius, who slammed his combat shield against the bars 3 times to signal his appreciation.
"We roar!"
Had Pylium not reacted as fast as he did, blood would already be flowing. He grimaced, but swept low with his spear, forcing Decius to leap back or be tripped. A second swing kept Decius on the defensive, the blow pranging loudly against the combined defence of blade and buckler.
"Do not get complacent!"
This from Secutius on Pilium's side of the cage. More cheering broke out, this time from both sides. Pilium leaned in until his weapons locked with his opponent's, both hands on the haft of the spear and braced. He pushed, feeling Decius yield to his superior strength. Decius was a fighter, one of the veterans who called themselves lions, and believed strength and determination could carry any fight, if meted out in the proper quantity. But he was wily, too. He dropped his left shoulder, intending to use Pilium's own momentum against him and overbalance him. Pilium read the move and instead lunged with one knee, bringing the spear from horizontal to vertical, sweeping the ferrule up to connect hard with Decius's chin. Stunned silence fell. Momentarily dazed, Decius staggered, blood gushing from a bit lip. He swept his gladius diagonally, left to right, a warding cut to buy time, but Pilium saw that too. He stepped around Decius and struck so swiftly that the sergeant barely registered he had been disarmed, and that the ringing in his ears was the chime of his gladius hitting the arena floor. A rapid blow to the solar plexus finished it, driving the air from Decius's lungs and putting him on his back. Gaius swore loudly, prompting a bellow of vicarious triumph from the other side of the cage. Pilium revelled in this petty glory, despite what his better self told him about not wanting a spectacle, and made sure he met the other warrior's gaze. There was anger there in Gaius's eyes, hidden behind fraternal discipline, but as hot as any forge. He raged. They all did, those of the old kind when faced with the new. Pilium knew what he represented. It was extinction. He caught Secutius's gaze, who slowly nodded before turning his back on it all. Pilium ignored him and remained in stance for a few seconds, looking down on his opponent with the neutral satisfaction of a predicted victory. Staying down, Decius explored the crack in his breastplate with his fingers.
"That might leave a scar," he murmured.
"Another for the tapestry," Pilium replied.
"They taught you poetry as well, did they? And weapon mastery, hand-to-hand tactics, unarmed combat. We are experts at war, but not humility," said Decius, groaning a little as he began to rise.
Pilium frowned, letting the spear drop into a one-handed grip and reaching down to help Decius with the other.
"I'm not sure I understand, Sergeant."
Decius had regained his feet and was about to reply when a high-pitched whine shredded across the ship's vox.